Welcome along. This is the Ranch Dance Radio Show on K107, Kirkcaldy Community Radio. And I am delighted to say that this evening we have live in the studio Mr. Alan Burchell and Jackie Jacks. Good evening.
Good evening, Lorraine. Good evening, listeners.
Hi.
I know. Lovely to see you. It's not often you're up this part of the woods, so it's lovely.
It is. It's a pleasure to come north, actually, because Jackie's never really been up here.
Yeah.
So she gets to see a place, a part of the country that she's never been. But every time we go somewhere, I seem to recollect coming here.
So she has been a little bit. So we'll start off. We're going to have a chat tonight about past and present and
future.
But we'll start off with one of your classic dances. So tell us a little bit about this one we're going to play.
Okay, well, this is going to be Human Dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And like with all my dances, there's always a story behind it anyway, or should say our dances. So with Human Dancer, it was travelling to work at 10 to 7 in the morning, hearing it on Radio 2 and thinking, that's an old track. So texting Jackie and saying, I want the dance to that track. Whatever it is, whoever's wrote it, I want to do that dance because I'm really liking that track. And mm-hmm. then he said, well, it's 6 weeks before it comes out. I went, no, you have to go and get it. I worked on the Killers website and there it was. I thought, right, 6 weeks to come out. Sat down and wrote it. And we had to move all the furniture in the house that we were in at the time.
So that you had room to dance.
Yes, I had room to dance, yes.
And that's how it evolved.
And the other thing was also at that time, I did, my personal thing was that like in the line dance world, things had got a little bit stale and everyone was looking very glum, not many smiley faces. And I just wanted to put the fun back.
Yeah, well, you certainly did with that. So if you do remember this, you can get off your sofas.
Move them out of the way.
And here we are with a Human.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart, cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold, and I'm gotta let me know. Are we human? Or are we dancing? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancing?
So that was Human, and Still Busy Busy on the dance floor. So tell me when, just for dancers, maybe you haven't danced quite so long, when did that dance come out? Tell me a wee bit story behind it.
It was 2008 when that came out, and like I said before, I did it because I felt things were a little bit stale, and I wanted to put the fun back. But my memory of that, or one of the earliest memories, because I don't do really, really big events and things like that, I mean, I do things with Maggie's and this, that and the other. Like most choreographers, you never see your dance on a big scale. Mm-hmm. So that year we went to the awards and Gary Lafferty was DJing, and he said to me, Alan, I'm going to put Human on at 9 o'clock. You need to be in the main room at that. And I'm going, why? No, just make sure you're there. So we did, and of course he puts it on, and we get up and go to the front. Mm-hmm. And we're all stood in the front row, and I get a little tap on my shoulder, and I turn around and there's Betty. And Betty says to me, Alan, I'm a human dancer virgin. I said, what do you mean? She says, well, I've learnt it, but I've never really danced it. So I just said, well, don't follow me then. and of course, it started.
Yeah.
And when we got to where we faced the back wall the first time, me and Jackie just stopped in our tracks because everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, and got tears in our eyes and all sorts.
Oh, God.
I can't believe this. And
yeah.
It was just magic.
Yeah. Oh,
really.
Wonderful. So next one, there's a nice story behind that. So then, Jackie, obviously we're talking about what's some of your favourite dances that Alan's choreographed. So tell me a bit about this one.
Yeah, there's so many, but this one in particular is a dance that I learned from Alan before I really knew him particularly well. We went to I was going to an event in Blackpool, and I'd learnt the dance, and I was driving myself to Blackpool down the M55, had the windows down, and I had the music blaring out, and I'll never forget it, driving all the way there. There were two in particular, but this one arrived and was able to dance it with Alan at this event. And do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, tell me, introduce it. What's it going to be?
This next dance is Whole Lot of Leaving.
By Bon Jovi. And is there how many steps in it, do you remember?
Oh, got lots.
Six
of turns.
Okay.
It's pretty cold for late September. The autumn wind is creeping in. The summer sun packed up, it's long gone. There's a whole lot of leaving going on. It's warm in California. I think it's time to hit the road. I just might call that band of gypsies. Oh, searching for a pot of gold. Seems like lately there's a whole lot of leaving going on. I close my I can find out the door. So then you turn around and ask me, do we got it anymore?
Rock and roll, then, isn't it? That's waking us up.
Well, yeah, well, that's me, because my roots are Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Black Sabbath, all this, that, and
yeah.
That. So it's all that type of music was what I would listen to when I was growing up. But I've always loved music.
Yeah.
But I always like things that have got a real good beat. And they're the things that I listen to, because I cannot write a dance without hearing the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just doesn't work. And I think you had Gary on a while back, and he was saying similar things. When you hear the track, you know what tracks you know what steps you're going to put to it. And that's somewhat true, because you do that and you think, actually, no, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to move it out. But it isn't very often that I change anything that I've written,
mm-hmm.
because it usually just comes and it's there. It's all finished, it's mm-hmm. all done, and then we just... Or Jackie now does a little bit of tweaking.
Yeah.
To think, actually, there's only you can do that step. Nobody else can.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. It's the way it's always been. Once I hear the music, it's there. It's straight there. This is what I'm doing. And it's very rare a dance of mine takes more than... Yeah, I don't change them, or it takes more than, let's say, 40 minutes to write.
God, that's really quick.
But there are some that do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and... We'll have a couple of them later, I think.
Yeah, we will do. So tell us a little bit. This is one of your favourite dances. So this is a well-known track, classic dance, isn't it?
This is a well-known dance, yes. This is Feet Don't Fail Me Now by Peter Metonic. When I first heard this, I'm like, God, this is brilliant. You know what I mean? The track is absolutely stunning. It fits my niche perfectly.
Yeah.
And the step's brilliant. And you just couldn't not do this dance. Certainly at that time, I'm not sure about now, but obviously when it's played now, it's still a massive floor filler.
It is. What I always remember is when I first taught it and we danced it, everywhere we went, everybody started clapping at the 3-second break. You know the bit where you
go,
three, two, they all went, yay! No, it starts again.
Yeah. Oh, now they go, one, two, three, four. But at that point, dead for us in the class, it was dead quiet. And it was just like, oh, it's a relief now. Oh, here we go again.
Yeah. Oh, here we are then. So if you're a line dancer, you no doubt know this one. If you don't line dance, hopefully you will love this track anyway. It's A Hillbilly Shoes by Montgomery Gentry.
Indeed, yes. A country mile.
sense into you. But they never come back.
That is absolutely fabulous, and I still love that. From a line dance fever, you used to get line dance fever CDs.
Oh, yeah,
do you ever get them?
Yeah, I've got pretty much all of them.
I think I've got, yeah. That was one of the early editions, but as I say, a classic, classic track. So I'm loving the tracks that you're picking.
It won't.
So it's been really lovely to say, if you have just tuned in, we're listening to Lorraine Brown on the Ranch Dance Radio Show on K107 Kirkcaldy Community Radio, and we've got live in the studio today Alan Butchell and Jackie Jacks. Yeah, so we're looking at a different mix, what's, you know, ones you've done and one of your favourites. So looking at yourself, Jackie, what's one of your favourite dances?
Well, my, apart from Alan's dances, this is way, way up on my list. It's sort of equal number one with one of yours. Not told you that before, have I? No. This dance is Poetry in Motion.
Mm-hmm.
It is a dance that I was never initially taught it. I learnt it later on. I used to pick it up off the floor. I used to watch other people dancing it,
yeah,
and really wanted to be able to do this dance. And it's just a dance that I just totally lose myself in. Doesn't matter what's happening in the room around me. When I dance Poetry in Motion, I'm in another world.
I think that's it with dancers. You find that people that don't dance maybe don't appreciate it, but people that dance, you can offer, doesn't matter what's happening in your life, you can lose yourself in a track on a dance floor, can you? And it just,
absolutely,
everything's fine for that little moment that you're dancing, or it brings back memories. But we were just chatting about when it came out, and it's 2000, July 04.
I can't believe that.
But that was one of the sort of the trickier dances. It's class intermediate. So here we are. This is Liberty X. And Liberty X, I always think of pop stuff and pop chart stuff with them. Mm-hmm. But absolutely fabulous dance. For those of you who do dance, if you want to recap it, it's a four-wall 32 count. It says intermediate level. So it says. Ooh, I would say maybe advanced.
Me too.
Here we are.
You stole the poem from a book. They believe that it was yours. You seduced me with those words, and I couldn't help but fall. I fell in love with you that night, and let the lyrics speak to me. They cast a spell upon my heart with their sensuality.
True, you were faking.
You were faking it.
That beautiful verse was counterfeit. Caught you doing it to burst your rack. You may be cute, yeah,
but I need deeper than that.
Writing on paper can steal my heart away. Just imagine what his lips on my body would say. Here's what this is, he be making love to me. Arousing my emotions,
touching me
with
till you make it love, arousing my emotions, touching me with poetry. The wind howls, the earth shakes, the river's blood, dead breaks. I hear his voice, gotta touch his skin, gonna search the world.
Spoken for,
condemn the mind,
seal your heart, just imagine what the lips on your body would say. Words we can say.
It's just such a fabulous, fabulous track, isn't it? Oh, just love it. So
we're just recovering from that now.
I know. Not that you've been dancing around, but we're in a smaller studio just now. It's not that you're dancing around, but so you're not missing anything, Robert. Come back soon. Anyway, so we're just talking about music and how it grabs you. And you were both talking about a particular track, so tell us a bit about the next track.
Right, the next track is another one I lose myself in. Alan hasn't actually danced this,
no,
but he's videoed it.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is Guyton's Sound of Silence. This is, for me, a special moment when I dance this. We were going down to Sue's at Stoke, and Guyton was coming over, and I think it was his last event with Sue at Stoke. And Sound of Silence was obviously going to be danced there.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't learnt it. I'd watched it. I thought, this is lovely. I taught it to myself in our living room so that I could get up on the floor and dance it with Guyton.
Yeah.
And then went to...
Yeah, we then went to
Crystal Boots. And he taught it. And
mm-hmm.
I got to... The difference in that is that having taught myself it and danced it on the floor in Stoke, feeling, I love it. When he taught it at the awards, I was able to take in all the little technique tips he gave during his teach, which were absolutely amazing. Because I already knew the steps, I was able then to add those.
There's lots of arms for people who don't like. There's lots of movements in it, isn't there?
And all the worms.
Yeah.
And learning it from Guyton
in
that way
mm-hmm.
made it extra, extra special. And he built it up and built it up to the point that when we danced it,
mm-hmm.
I was crying. That music made me cry, and I came off the floor, and I don't think I was the only one that did.
Yeah,
it was the most emotional moment dancing that.
Yeah,
I think for me, I've still never learnt it, and it's like, why haven't I? But basically, while Jackie was learning it, I was videoing Guyton doing his teach.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my little phone in my hand, and I'm videoing it, and so I'm watching all of this. And I'm walking around the room, and I cannot believe that the video was like 20 minutes long, and it's still perfect. You know, because
mm-hmm.
normally you would expect a bit of shake.
Yeah.
But the power of the music and watching everybody dancing it was like, oof, this is touching my heart.
It is.
And I can remember Betty coming out from the back and going, this is absolutely magic. She said, I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And it's just the power and emotion that was conveyed in his teach, and everybody dancing it at
that
point
day.
Was really, really
I think
special.
The track though as well, because Sound of Silence, you always think of
Simon and Garfunkel.
So it's not...
Doesn't fit that one.
Yeah, so for those of you that don't line dance, the track is by Disturbed.
Yes.
But what I might do, actually, is after the show, I might even put the video, so you can find the video and put it on my Facebook page, or Anstrand's Facebook page, so people can see the video and see the power of it. So here we are, Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old.
softly creeping, left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe
a hard one to follow.
It is a hard one
isn't
to follow.
It? Oh, God. Yes. We're going to have to get the tissues in, I think. We'll definitely get the tissues. Yeah. So, yeah, so that is just amazing, Guyton Monday. I'm sure missed by so many people of his...
Absolutely.
His dances and his power. But he's happy. We see him and he's, bought, yeah, he's gone and back to what he likes to do and, you know.
And that's...
You never know. Might appear back on the dance floor.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So tell us about the next one then, got.
Right, well, this is another one that pulls at the heartstrings for me because basically we had the Manchester bombings, which were dreadful, and then a week later we got the London stabbings, and I've got all sorts going in my head. The Manchester bombings, I need to do something. No idea what.
Very close to home for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I need to do something, but I don't know what it will be, you know, put an event on especially for it or whatever. But during that week, I was out in the car, and Ken Bruce is on the radio, and he plays a track by Mike and the Mechanics called "The Best Is Yet to Come."
Mm-hmm.
Now the lyrics are probably irrelevant to anything that's going on, but to me, it said, "This is how life should be." no matter what things come at you or horrible things happen,
mm-hmm.
when everybody gets together, the best is yet to come. And that's what the lyrics said to me. And I just wrote it.
Yeah. Oh, let's
have a look. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And on the because of the Manchester thing, on my website, you have the Manchester Bee. The Manchester Bee sits on this script.
Okay.
You know, if you get my version of it, obviously, you know,
yeah.
the sites take that off. But that's what it's all about, and that's what it's aimed at. And it's the lyrics. It's always the lyrics with me. I love the lyrics.
Yeah.
And the catchy tunes.
Catchy. And is it alanbirchall.com? What is the website?
Just, it is, yeah.
It is. Just, yeah. Let me guess. That was a good guess.
Yeah, yeah. I try to make things really, really easy for people. You know?
Yeah.
It's like the email is just alanbirchall.com.
Yeah.
Everything's there.
Yeah, makes it easy. Oh, here we go then. Here's Micah Mechanics. Best is yet to come.
Are the days when you're feeling days when you're feeling down? And you're looking for hope, but hope cannot be found. Are the nights when you're falling, nights when you're falling fast? Can you take a hold of my hand, let go of the past? Can I take
to that. That's a really, really lovely track and lovely story behind it. It isn't, yeah.
Yeah, well, just it's all up-tempo, and that's what we needed at that time.
Yeah, yeah. So we're talking about up-tempo tracks, mm-hmm. and this is one that I taught many years ago. Not that I'm showing your age, but I'm trying to think when it came out. Lots of years ago.
It was a long time ago.
Do you know when?
2006?
Could be 2006, might have been before that, might be 2000. Yeah, it's going to be around that time.
Mm. Right, okay. Yeah. I'm just going to
see. Because you'll know, let's see, it's actually 2003 or something like that.
Oh, well, let me see.
I can remember.
It's not actually got the year on it.
Has it not?
No.
Wow, okay, so it's timeless.
It is, it's timeless. I brought it up, it just says Alan Butchow.
Yeah.
And beginner, intermediate.
Yeah, because in those days we didn't have all these stupid levels.
That's the thing. Yeah, do you know what I was going to say? That I was going to say stupid. I say the same sometimes. I don't understand it. I'll look at an absolute beginner dance and I think that's an absolute beginner. Then I'll teach an improver dance, which was easier than the absolute beginner dance.
Yep. Yep.
So you're not the. I'm not the only one that thinks that.
No, there's only beginner, intermediate, and advanced in my world.
Yeah.
I'll nod ahead to improver, if need be, but. You know, in those days, that's what it was.
Yeah. So this is a fabulous country track. It's If You're Going Through Hell by Rodney Atkins. And do you want to introduce the dance this is?
This is Before the Devil.
Still a classic. So do check it out on linedanceweb.com, Coppernob.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, or the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness, I've been down to my last match, filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going. Slow down. If you're scared, don't show it. You might get out, or the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving. Face that fire. Walk right through it. You might get out, or the devil even knows you're there.
that does so remind me of Ranch Dance. That's it's still requested, and say one of my ladies particular just absolutely loves it, and it's everything. So what do you want to do? That's what she wants to do. So that does remind me of that. So we're kind of going back and forward and old dances and new, and we'll get back to newer dances again. But just chatting off here, I didn't realise, Jackie, that you've done choreography in your own right.
I have a few, yes.
Yes, you learn something every day. So tell us a little bit about the next track we're going to play.
I think this is probably about the third one I did on my own.
I think that,
looking back. Yeah, this dance was choreographed around about one time, so we went out to France, wasn't it?
It was.
And, we had a couple of tracks of music before we went out there, and I was thinking I'm going to do an easy level dance and Alan will teach the harder one, and we got these two tracks of music, and basically what I was trying to do with one didn't work, and we ended up swapping our music, didn't we? And that's how I ended up with this track.
Really?
Yeah. We haven't actually got the other one down today, but...
No.
So I ended up with this track called Pointless. And at the time, the programme was on the television all the time, and everybody was linking it to the television programme. And
it's still on yet.
Yeah.
It is.
No, don't think it is now.
It's up here. We may be so far behind you.
We've got something that we made in Scotland out there.
Right. It's
called Impossible.
So maybe it should be a dance called that next.
Yeah.
So Pointless, I did choreograph it on my own. I mean, Alan's always around when we do these things, like I'm around when he does his, but at the time it was one done on my own. It's the song's by an Irish band called the Brilliant Things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really pleased with this dance because at the time you don't realise who's dancing your dances.
Yeah.
Having just been up to Inverness with Midge up in Inverness, one of the first things they said was, oh, can we do Pointless? And I thought, oh gosh, they've done Pointless up here. Particularly Leslie's favourite up there, Midge's friend Leslie.
Yeah.
Said, we've got to do Pointless. And I think we danced it two or three times over the weekend.
Also, it's very easy to introduce because you go, oh, well, this one's Pointless.
Yeah, oh, that's
Thanks,
true.
Alan.
All right, okay. Well, let's play the track next. Here we are, Pointless, and it's the Brilliant Things.
I made this to save this. What makes you think I'm afraid of you? Point of view, but you like this, and it's pointless. And when I think of all the things you do, but all you really want is something new. It's not right. I've wasted every day. It was pointless.
That's pointless, and Jackie Jackson is not pointless. A nice little upbeat track.
Thank you.
So we're sitting, we've been talking about favourites of Jackie's and favourites of Alan's, and we were just saying you've got one that's special to you both.
It is, yeah. It's Angels by Robbie Williams, and the thing about this track is I sat there and I'm like, I really like this track. You know, every time I hear it, it kind of gives you a nice feeling. Mm-hmm. Hopefully people that like Robbie Williams, or even those that don't, like this track. And I thought, well, no one's ever written to this one, and I could never, ever understand why.
Yeah.
And it's a nightclub, which is very unusual for me anyway.
It is.
Yeah. And I started to write it. It's 32 counts, one wall. And so we categorise it at advance because it's the phrasing of the music, and that's the reason why no one's ever written to it, because it will do a straight bit, then you've got another four counts, another straight bit, another four counts, and it's like you've got to keep adding these little bits. So yes, it's a one wall dance, but the actual little bits throw you on the second wall, so it feels like a two wall dance. And I first taught it 2008, something like that, on the South Coast at an event we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't teach it again for about another 4 years. The very first Eurodance.
Yeah.
I got an email.
No, you did it in between at Whitby.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, did I? Okay, all right. So we went to an event at Whitby, and I did it at Whitby, and we did a little video there.
Yeah.
That was with Steve Mason. He introduced it on the video and everything. And it was like, yeah, I've done this one. And everybody took to it straight away, which they did. It's really good when you get like an instant reaction like that. And the next time after that was Eurodance.
Mm-hmm.
And,
The very first Eurodance,
yeah. I got an email off Dave asking me would I like to be a part of it, which, well, I never really say no to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I would do anyway. So so I said, OK, yeah, we'll do that. So Jack says, what are you teaching? I said, Angels.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but it's not new. I said, well, no, it doesn't need to be new. It's new to them, and without being disrespectful to anybody that learnt it, everybody at Eurodance were of a level that can get the dance.
Yeah.
So it was a virtually easy teach, and it were like, wow. You know, you've got all the Swedes there, and they're going, love this track, brilliant.
I know, because I know it's got four tags.
Four tags, yeah.
Restarts.
Restarts and tags.
Yeah, but they're all four counts.
Yeah. And if the music makes you feel it then, so then,
well, I've never been afraid of putting tags and restarts in.
Yeah.
I will not put them in if they're not necessary.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you can get a track that's going along really, really nicely and someone thinks, oh, maybe we should put a restart in. I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not bothered whether it's out of sync with the lyrics, it's the beat that you're dancing to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not
that's
afraid.
True, because sometimes I'm dancing them and I think that should be a restart, or it sounds like it should be a restart, but not necessarily. So So this is Robbie Williams and Angels.
I sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right
take me. I know that life won't break me. When it comes to call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows, she breathes flesh to my bones. Oh, when love is dead, I'm loving angels instead.
So that's a Robbie Angels. You were just saying it just reminded you of another event that you were at. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, this dance has very special memories for lots and lots of reasons. And another one of them is that we had an invitation from Arlene to go out to Tampa Bay Classic. I think it was round about 2012-ish. I'd have to check that. And as part of the event, on the Saturday night, they had a black and white theme, and everybody had the opportunity, if they wanted to take part in the show and get up and do a demo in the show. And the theme was mime, waltz, and nightclub. So, and any combination of these.
All not Alan's really themes, then.
All aimed at me.
All aimed at Alan, you know, all the bits that he doesn't really do so much of. So we'd got Angels, and we had another dance that is a waltz, Alan's dance, called Edge of Desire. And the two together, with a bit of mime, made our show. So Alan started off, tell the story about how you put it together.
Yeah, I mean, neither of any of these things are anything that I do on a grand scale. And actually, doing demos is something else that I'm not over keen on, because, basically, I don't feel I'm entertaining enough. I prefer comedy. Give me comedy and I will do it. You know, but when you get to this side of things, it's very serious, and it literally is something that is nerve-wracking. Well, it would be nerve-wracking for both of us, because we'd never really done anything like that at the time. So I had to start off with mime. So I mimed the first couple of verses of Angels. So I'm looking here, pointing up to the sky and looking at my watch. You know, I'm sitting here waiting and all this. So I did that, and then I had to get up and walk round. And then Jackie would come in from behind me, and then we'd start the dance. and we go through about half of the track, and then we have to go into a waltz. So we're going from a nightclub two-step straight into a waltz. So, the timing's very different. So we actually end up doing about three steps on the nightclub two-step as a waltz.
Okay.
And also the music of Edge of Desire has a massive crescendo in it.
Okay.
And that's what I wanted to hit. And it goes into a great guitar solo. So that's my spirit.
That's your thing, yeah.
So we had to hit that bit. So to blend of the two and to mix the music to actually do that was quite tricky.
Yeah.
And I think it was the night before the event, I went, I'm not happy with this mix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cut it.
Changed it at the last minute.
Poor Jackie.
Yes. Tell me about it. We didn't get a rehearsal, did we?
We got one rehearsal.
Oh, we had a few minutes before, didn't we?
We had one rehearsal at it. Yeah. And then we got on the dance floor and did it, and it was perfect.
So that's a really good memory of Angels. We also repeated it in France when we were asked to do a demo dance in France.
Yeah.
So we actually got to dance it another time in France as well. But this leads on to mentioning John Mayer.
Yeah.
Brand new, tell me.
Well, the brand new one is New Light by mm-hmm. John Mayer. And the story behind this dance, and I hear, there are loads of stories, but I was sent the music from a good friend of mine, Rick Cully, and he sent it me because we'll go on to the other one after.
Okay.
Actually, Rick sent me the music for Before the Devil.
Did he?
He did, yes. So if he answers sends me, I want to roll that dance floor. So anyway, that's by and by. I'm waffling. Yeah, so he sent me the track, and it's John Mayer. Oh, well, I have to listen to John Mayer because I have virtually everything he's ever done.
And we've been to see him twice.
Yes, we have seen him twice as well, yeah. Brilliant artist, absolutely fantastic. And as soon as I heard this track, this is one, I've got to write to this.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really have to write to this. So I start counting it out, and it's like, well, it's not 64. Hang on a minute, it's a bit strange. And kind of worked with it, and it probably took about a month, maybe 2 months to actually write before we got round to it.
All right, okay.
And there's a special bit in it, a special bit which everybody is like...
Hopefully they're going to like.
Yeah, hopefully they're going to like. It's a bit of a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably saying it after we've played the track.
Okay, no problem. So let's listen to this. New Light, John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
And what level of dance is this?
I put it as high intermediate stroke advanced. And that means less people will look at it.
So you're going by this new genre of one of the categories.
Well,
it's bordering on advanced.
Yeah. Here's New Light.
I'm the boy in your other form. Lighting up inside your drawer at home all alone. Pushing 40 in the friend zone. We talk and then you walk away every day. Oh, you don't think twice about me. And maybe you're right to doubt me, but if you give me just one night, you're gonna see me in a new light. Yeah, if you give me just one night, to me.
to that is New Light, Mr. Alan Butcher and Jackie Jazz. I like that.
Yeah, it's a really good track. And I have to say it's a good dance, obviously. Like everything, again, there's a story. I've told you a little bit about Rick.
Okay.
But the thing with that track, when you're playing it, it sounds very, very continuous, but yeah, it isn't. So you have to work it out, and it works out. It's a very interesting workout. But then the music changes radically. And
yeah, that little bit.
Yeah, that little bit. It's like,
yeah,
well, that's not going to go in with what I've already written. But as soon as that came on, I knew exactly what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And because I wanted to use steps from another dance, I contacted the choreographer of that dance and said, mm-hmm, do you mind if I use some of these steps in the new dance that me and Jackie are writing?
Mm-hmm.
And the email back was, well, I'm absolutely flabbergasted that you've really pleased that you've asked me, but dance steps I don't look upon as they belong to people, mm-hmm, which is a theory I have as well, because the steps are there. And I said, yeah, but I'm not actually going to take just that section. I'm going to take the whole of that little bit and put it in. And it just fits. And then when you restart the choreography that we put together, mm-hmm, everything just blends. And when we taught this up at Midges, and they're all like, ooh, what's this tag going to be? And I said, well, you already know it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't really have to teach them there. I'll just tell you when to do it. So we got to that bit, and the uproar, yeah, we finished it. It was a massive cheer. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, so that went down really well this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I better say the choreographer of this, the steps that I put in, is Helen O'Malley. So it's a massive thank you to Helen O'Malley.
And we all know the steps to one of her well-known dances. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was doing the tag. I don't even know the dance, and I could do the tag. So it's like we've not been dancing much tonight. I mean, we've been just sitting chatting in between. We could have been up dancing, having a little dance about the studio. But next one, this is one of your new dances as well that you did for the weekend, didn't you? Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, Alan taught New Light, and I taught a dance called Drive.
Okay.
And this is 32 count four wall improver dance. Just one little restart in it. Seemed to go down really well in Inverness with Midge. And it's by Eli Young Band.
Yeah, so 32. So if you're looking for 32 count improver,
yes, well,
check this out. Step sheets released shortly, are they?
When we get home.
Yeah,
when we get home.
Finished from your partying and your travelling. So this is Drive, Alan and Jackie.
We're all just kids cutting grass in the USA, trying to save up for a tanker someday. Sweating underneath the July sun. We're working all day, so we got something to drive. The midnight air, you need four wheels to get away up where all the girls like to see the city lights. Just waiting on the day we can say, yeah, I got the keys, I got the car, I got the dreams, I got the heart, baby, I don't know. Like hands on the wheel of that time machine. We got two white lines, tonight is blue and black. We may never grow up, we may never come back. I got the keys, I got the car, I got the
I like that. I like the Eli Young band. So a little bit of country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's nice to do country.
Yeah.
Yeah, for various reasons. I mean, I enjoy country just as much as everybody else, but my roots are in rock music.
Mm-hmm.
But give me a good up-tempo country track and yeah,
I'm yeah, aware. I know. We're playing.
Well, how about this one then? Oh.
So tell us about this one.
Yeah. One of my daytime class favourites, and our beginners on a Thursday night absolutely love this dance from Rob Fowler, and it's catchy.
Lovely. But if you haven't looked up the step sheet, online dancer web or Copenob, it's actually K-A-T-C-H-I. So don't look out catchy as in catch. I must admit, our class like that as well, and it goes down quite well, isn't it? But you said you put little clicks in my
class. Yes, when we're doing the jazz jumps back, because there's so many claps in the dance, when we're doing the jazz jumps back, instead of clapping high and low, we click high and low. Works really, really well.
So that's something we should try it next week then. So that's catchy, and that is it. It's a good one, because I've got away a while, though. It seems to go on for a while when you're dancing it, isn't it?
I think that does happen with some, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So we're just chatting about old tracks, and the next one up, I remember learning a different dance to this, but that's what happens. There's so many dances worldwide. So what is your next choice?
Well, this is one of my choices, because this is one of the dances that I do, and I love doing socially, particularly as we have... a friend in our class.
Was very enthusiastic.
And if he happens to be listening at all, he'll know which dance is coming up next. Doug has a favourite dance. He dances with us. And also, it was a favourite of what I would call, if I go back a bit, the Preston crowd. If you went anywhere and there was a group from Preston dancing, they'd all do this. Humbug Chris.
It looks very...
Chris Hyam. You know, Chris Hyam. All did this dance. So if they happen to be listening, I bet they're thinking, oh, which one's she going to pick? Which one she's going to pick? And Doug and I end up doing a duo demo of this, if this comes on at the moment, and it's Swinging Ours.
It does.
Too energetic for me.
I know, and it's a Brian
Setzer
Orchestra. Oh, it's here, yeah, he's met it with me. One Wall Dance. Intermediate Advanced, it says.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Well, yeah, and it's Robert Royston, and this is why Jackie's passed it to me, Rob Ingathron, I reckon it says.
Oh, well done.
So, well, that sounded very Scottish. I'm sure it's not Scottish.
Well, you never know.
You never know. So here's Jump, Jive and Wail, Brian Setzer Orchestra and Swinging Ours.
Jump, jive, bend your way, jump, jive, bend your way, jump.
Jackie was trying to do a little demo there, but we...
not a lot of space for that, is there?
No, there's not a lot of space for that. I remember the one night that I had... We thought we'd do Facebook Live while we're on the air. It was with Robert, and we tried a little bit, and then we thought, oh, that's working okay. So Robert, I put one of Robert's new dances on. He said, tell you what, I'll do Facebook Live. But I was trying... Robert's always got his shoes on, his lovely shoes, pointy shoes. So he's doing this dance, and I had it on his feet to let everybody see the dance steps. But then when we actually played it back after we watched it on Facebook Live, on Facebook, he just got his feet up to his crotch. And I said, why did you put that on Facebook? No sign of Robert. I'd only got the bottom bit because we're in a smaller room. But anyway.
Yeah, but you know where they were, the shoes.
Yeah, you know Robert's shoes, don't you? Yeah. Don't you? So where about do you teach then? Because you're saying that's the next one comes going to class favourites. So tell us, because not everybody will know what neck of the woods you teach.
Right, well, we do two classes a week. One in Preston on a Wednesday night, which is at Lostock Hall Conservative Club.
Okay.
And that we kind of start off intermediate and work up or whatever we're doing in the class at the time. I mean, we can do right up to advanced if you want, but sometimes it's not suitable. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of go with the general flow. Yeah, we start off with the relatively, the improver style things, just to warm everybody up, and then we go up a cog, and then we might go up a cog more. It doesn't happen every week, but we do. You know, and on the Thursday...
We don't have any beginners there,
unfortunately. Yeah. We've tried and tried, but... You know, it doesn't seem to work at the moment.
But it's a cracking class.
It is a great class. Because we're so relaxed. You know, we don't put any pressure on anybody.
Yeah.
And what you see is what you get. And we have a good time, so hopefully that rubs off on everybody else.
Yeah.
So that's Wednesday night. Before that, on a Wednesday daytime, I have a daytime class. Alan forgot about that because Alan doesn't come to my daytime class.
Unless you're doing a tea dance.
Only when I'm doing a tea dance.
Now you're retired. There's no excuse.
No, there is. I need chill time.
All right, okay.
He comes when I need somebody to make tea and coffee.
Yeah.
Or so, if we have a visitor.
So it's the same day, it's a Wednesday.
Wednesday afternoon between 1 and 3 in a place called Bromley Cross. It's just north of Bolton. It's part of Bolton, but just outside Bolton. And that is... absolute beginner improver. I touch on a few intermediate dances at the easier end of the scale.
Okay.
But because it's not far from where our Thursday class is on a Thursday night, if anybody wants to do the other ones, we can do that Thursday night.
So
I keep it as I keep the first hour as absolute beginner, and I've got people in that class that have been dancing over 20 years, some of them getting on 30 years, that are still they love the absolute beginner dancers. Yeah. They have their favourites and they come along, and it's a bit of a workout. They love adding arms into dances and adding extra bits. That's Wednesday afternoon. So we've had Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night.
Thursday, you said?
Thursday night, not far away from Bromley Cross, in a place called Astley Bridge in Bolton.
Okay.
And that class covers absolutely everything, from absolute beginner right the way up. And we start at 7:30 and we go right through to 11. In fact, we've been known to still be dancing at 11:30 there.
Yep.
So it's a rolling class.
My Monday class is like that. And it's funny what you're saying, some of the people have been dancing a long time, because you think you'd come for the first little bit beginners and then you'd move up higher. But my Monday class is like that. I do easier dances that get harder, they get a little bit harder. And some of my ladies don't want to do tricky stuff. So they come about, my absolute beginners are there at the beginning. Some of the ladies come in about 20 minutes in and stay. So I've got some that come from 6:45, some come 7:15 to 8:30, some come 7:30 tonight. Yeah. They all come in because they know what level of dances they want to dance. And it's really weird. Dance at the back, but they just all... It doesn't disrupt the class, because they just come in and out
When they want to and go when they want to. Yeah. And it's really nice that there's quite a few of our more longer standing dancers that come early as well, and they dance with our newer beginners, and that is lovely to have that support from those dancers.
On the Thursday, there's remnants of my original class, which was years and years ago. And they've stayed with me.
21 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 21 years ago.
Well, I've been teaching them at that time as well, actually. So we're giving our age away. We're on the radio, so people thinking, oh,
I started when I was three.
But that's true, yeah.
Yeah, so this next dance is a favourite in all the classes.
Yeah.
And it's... Well,
you can call it how you call it, and I'll say what I say.
I say Dan's Le Tango.
And I just say... It's Dan's Tango.
Dan's Tango, and it's Pat Stott.
The music is in
grit.
Suis mes pas, suis mes pas, je te séduirai.
Oh, and we're just chatting about all the dances, past and future. And one that's a huge, huge dance up here just now. I think we're just chatting. You're quite blown away with it. Tell us a little bit about Texas Time.
Yeah, Texas Time. Well, when Keith Urban released this album, I was like there straight away. You know, so I got it virtually on the day that it... Well, it was the day that it came out. And like everybody, you sift through the tracks and we listen to the whole album.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it you don't warm to straight away, which is a fair comment, but it's a really, really good album because he's got all different styles and all different people singing along with him. Mm-hmm. So, but Texas Time, come on, it was like, this is a standout track. Absolutely. And it's just like, you know, actually, I want to write to that.
Yeah.
And then I have to think what it is I want to write. Well, it didn't take much thinking. Again, you know, like I said, when I start writing, they can be really quick, or in the case of Angels, really long. And with this one, it came really, really quick. But it was like, I'm not sure on this bit here. And it wrote simply. I didn't want anything stupid in there. It was a chill track, and I just wanted it to reflect that, and to go with the music. You know, a straight 64 counts. I mean, there was no point doing a 32 count dance to a 4 minute track.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was straight 64 made it really, really special because they don't come around that often.
Yeah.
And like I say, it was a very chill track, and I wanted steps that reflected that because I was chilling in the back garden, really sunny.
Yeah,
I just needed to put that in.
It's a nice sort of upbeat sort of summery track, isn't it? But you've been quite blown away. I know we were just talking about the charts, and it's really high up now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bit of a mind blow.
Yeah,
how did this happen? Because it's nice because I don't stop writing. It doesn't matter whether people are picking up on them or not, but I don't stop writing. You know, when I hear a track, I write to it, and we don't. For want of a turn of phrase, we don't make a song and dance about everything that we write at all. You know, because it's out there. If people want to do it, they can do it. It doesn't make any difference. Yeah. So, go on. What were you going to say?
I keep getting messages on Facebook privately and publicly saying, have you looked at the charts? And you look, have you looked at this? And we've just seen recently Texas Time creeping up and creeping up. And it gets to a certain point. And yesterday I got a message saying, look at the charts, and I think it was yesterday, and it was number 2 in the intermediate charts, and I'm trying to think, was it about number 6 in the overall?
I think it was actually
top 50. And these move around a lot because as people vote, they go up and down. These things happen, don't they? And it was like, wow, thank you everybody that's teaching it, dancing it, loving it, singing it, because the live artists have picked up on it as well.
I know. It is an absolutely fabulous track.
It's very special.
Here we are, Texas Time.
New York girls, they can be so pretty, but I get cold living in the city, oh, and then I've got to go, I've been west, out to California, summer nights, and girls are so much warmer there, they just don't have
that's where I'm going.
Definitely had to play that track in full, didn't we?
Yeah, definitely. So
absolutely lovely. I know. Every time gets the bit through sing so about tight t-shirt on real, I always just think for some reason of him with a tight t-shirt. Oh, he's nice, he's cute. And then walk all the way off. Yeah,
of course, those men think of somebody else.
Oh, I suppose so. I suppose so.
Which means it suits all genres.
That's it. That's what I like about world of line dancing.
All genders.
All genders. Yeah. I know that men refringe all these gender neutral toilets and everything. There is. Yeah, you just can't. But anyway, we're over at the fringe and it's not so nice weather today.
No.
It is no. Not so nice weather. But that's
it's
what
very
I do
black
like.
Out there, isn't it?
It's very black. That's to keep the soppy echo. But normally I move the curtains, I must admit. Normally I do. I didn't today, but normally I move them. So you're listening to Lorraine Brown on the Ranch Dance Radio Show on K107 Kirkcaldy Community Radio. I hope you're enjoying the tracks. It is a line dance show, but we've got Alan and Jackie here this evening, and we're just chatting about general tracks. So if you don't dance, hopefully you realise all the different genres of music, and you're enjoying the music anyway, whether you dance or not. So looking at favourite tracks, the next one up's quite special to you then. So tell us a little about this one.
Well, this one's Perfect by Alison Johnson and Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Talbot. Josh Talbot, yes, that's it, yeah. The reason this is special is we didn't pick up on this when Alison first released it.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, a few people did. And we taught it late on, or I should say Jackie taught it late on, because it's one of them thingy dances.
Yeah.
Which doesn't suit...
It's not an Alan Butchell dance.
Yeah, I mean, I can teach it, but it's easier for Jackie to teach it. It saves me the hard work of thinking about it.
Yeah.
And we were sat at home coming up to the awards, and we'd obviously done it in the class a few months earlier, so we were well versed. And I get a phone call goes, and it's Alison from Australia. She says, Alan, I've been invited to the awards. I went, okay. Yeah, that might mean something, it might not, but you know, but it might do. He said, yeah, but I don't know whether to come. And I went, well, where would you feel if you were sat at home watching it on TV, which you would be because it's the awards and you've got
that's
a dance
right,
in there.
Watch it, yeah.
Yeah, and your name come on, you've won it. What would you think? Because for me, you'd be going, I really want to be there. I should have been there.
Yeah.
So in theory... Do I say it? I said, yeah, get your ass over here,
yeah.
Basically. Because if it wins, you're going to be so...
She'll regret it.
You will regret it, yeah. Yeah, so...
So was Josh over as well? Did Josh come over as well?
No, that was one of the funny things at the awards. Because, I mean, it's like everything. When you win an award, you don't necessarily hear your name.
Yeah.
And I'm going, Alison? She goes, oh, it's Perfect, like she does in a Scottish accent.
Yeah.
So she gets on stage, and I can't remember whether it was Madison or Simon or whatever, come running up, Josh is on the phone. So, she holds the phone up. Oh, it's Josh that's on the phone. That's why she does. So he says, Josh, we just won. He went, what are you doing? He says, I'm still in bed. It was just hilarious.
Because there's a lot of Australians, though, this year. It seemed to be an Australian contingent, isn't there?
Yeah, I think they were trying to take over, so I think we need more of the British people involved next year.
So we need to get that. So here we are, fabulous track, and I love Ed Sheeran. Absolutely. He can never do anything wrong, so he's perfect.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in, follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it. My dreams, I hope that someday I'll share her home. I found the love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own.
Barefoot on the ground.
It's a fabulous dance, isn't it? Oh, just so many.
Absolutely.
But it must be hard, though, because sometimes I find there's a brilliant dance comes out, and then Crystal Boot Awards is every January, and you think sometimes, do you think there's sometimes a problem if it doesn't hit at the right time?
There's always that, and releasing a dance when it's getting near to the awards is like, should we really do this? Because you've got so much happening around that time, and obviously all the dances at the awards, and so sometimes you may lose a dance in that, but it doesn't mean it's not very good.
Yeah,
just means it's got a.
That's what we were talking about earlier about Human, because you were saying that Human, it was actually 18 months
Yeah, 18 months, and the run up to the awards, people were saying you've no chance. I said, well, I'm not really bothered, but saying, mm-hmm. Yeah, we've no chance with that. It's
a huge honour to be nominated.
Always an honour to be nominated. I'm always flabbergasted because I'm just a dancer.
Yeah,
so, you know, all this lot is strange to me. It's not strange, obviously, but it's always humbling and emotional problems for me because I'm quite an emotional person. But
I know we always end up bubbling at some point normally if you have
so I've got all these people saying it's not going to get there, and then a lot of the dancers said you're going to win with that.
I actually
did the knee dive out of Dirty Dancing on that one.
Did you?
Yeah, going up, I went, I might never get to do this again. So, yeah, absolutely. Because it was extremely special to both of us.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. So your next one, I remember learning this at one of your workshops a lot of years ago, but you're saying you did this one for Torquay initially. So tell us a bit about the next one up.
This is Wave on Wave by Pat Green. I was booked in Torquay. I had a regular booking in Torquay for about 5 years. And the people that booked me were the instructors that taught me at my D&G training.
Yeah.
Everything. So I had to do a couple of dances, and I got like a couple of weeks ago, and Wave on Wave come on the Country Music CDX labels, which somebody like you came on that as well.
Yeah.
So it came on, and I just loved the track. And it's got a nice guitar solo in it as well, so it's got benefits. And again, it would just... I wrote this one and another one back to back. So like 5 minutes later, there's another one, which is extremely unusual for me.
Yeah.
And I taught it and everybody liked it. And I'm like, oh, right, okay. Because it's, as a choreographer, you never really know how your dances are going to be taken.
Yeah.
And sometimes the class generally like, if they come into me, they generally like what I write.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's not necessarily correct. And they don't get out there, but it doesn't really matter. But Wave on Wave, so special. We went to an event with Rick Gully, watching Pat Green.
Yeah.
And he was sat at the bar at the end, and he looked at me and he went, you're the guy that wrote Wave on Wave.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. He said, so I have a lot to thank you for. I went, no, I've got a lot to thank you for, because if you hadn't done the music, I wouldn't have written the dance. I've just opened you up to a whole new set of fans.
Oh, here we are, Wave on Wave.
No direction. We're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption. Just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending. What we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you. You came upon me, wave on wave. You're the reason I'm still here. Yeah. By the one you were sent to say. You came upon me, wave on wave. I wandered out into the water. And I thought that I might. Just waiting for you to find what you were looking for. You came upon me, wave on wave.
and it came upon me.
I do like that one. Even if I can't do all the arms right, I can do little bits.
Well, everything's open to interpretation. I don't mind people putting extra bits in, as long as they know the dance. When you know the dance really, really well, you just put your own take on it. Isn't that what it's all about? Mm-hmm. You know,
I think so. Up here, we seem to make up more. There's an awful lot of dances that we seem to go either woos or make different noises that people don't do, or whoop whoop, and then we go down south, and then we go to an event, and we go to go whoop, but nobody else is doing that. We're just, you know, or sometimes we go down south and think, oh, they're doing something that we've not seen.
We have the advantage because you're at the awards. Madison's doing Rocket to the Sun. She's there with what 1,200 people, and everybody's going whoop, whoop. So. You know, if it's good enough for the choreographer, then why not the individual?
It's good enough, I suppose so. Mm-hmm. So you were just saying, I mean, you've just come, you're just heading back down from a brilliant weekend up at Midge Inverness, Midge Matheson, haven't you? So
Yeah, we taught four dances up there. One of them you're going to hear in a couple of minutes. But
okay.
Before that, the fourth dance that we taught up there was called The Weight Is Gone. It's a funky little track, improver dance. Bit of fun as well. My daytime class really loved this. Took them a little while to master it because during the daytime classes I don't very often have things with restarts in. It only has one restart and it is so easy to hear. So they were great with that.
So good.
The weight is gone.
And it's the weight as W-E.
Yeah, we always say wheat,
wish it had. E-I-G-H-T. So the wheat is gone. Because I've just been searching for it, saying I don't have it. And I do have it. Because I was looking under wheat is gone. So it's the wheat is gone if you're looking for the Sanskrit. But of course you'll get it on alanbirchall.com.
Yeah, of course.
And this is Alban Lee...
Meldo?
Is it Meldo? Meldo? I don't know.
I'm
hopeless at that.
Let's leave it to the listener. Just look and if you pronounce it any way you want.
Yeah, but a really cool little funky track. Love it.
Everyone knows the thing you do. All of the creep you pull me through. Every time you tell me how it's gonna be. Every time you tell me that you need a drink, but you can
Nice little funky one.
It is. It is. Not chalky, but I do like that. So I've had a blast having you along today. Thank you so much for coming in.
We've got to thank you because we really enjoyed it. And it's a new experience for us.
I know. Well, if you're ever up in Scotland again, you'll need to come by.
Yeah, we might be a little bit better rehearsed next time.
I know. We won't sit ever just winged it. See, it sounds so natural. but you've been listening to Lorraine Brown on the Ranch Dance Radio Show on K107 Kirkcaldy Community Radio. But we have to finish up with the one that everybody knows, Alan Birchall. Tell us a little bit about it before we pop it on.
Okay, somebody like you is probably the main reason I'm up here. Yeah. We've just done an event with Midge up in Inverness, an absolutely fabulous thing. But what she said to me, when you come up, you have to teach somebody like you the way you actually choreographed it.
Yeah.
So that was like, okay, because the way it was actually choreographed was the weave that the vast majority of people do to the side, which is fine, is actually straight backwards. So you'll be facing the 6 o'clock wall, travelling directly back to the 12 o'clock wall as you do the weaves. So for those who've been dancing a long time, it's a whole new experience, which, you know, okay. But that was one of the main reasons that she wanted us to come up. And we had a fabulous time.
A lot of people do dance it to the slide, eh? So.
Yeah. I mean, I think at the time, I was getting quite a lot of phone calls. And people were saying, we can't actually do this to this side. I said, well, to the back.
Yeah.
And I went, well, that's okay, do it to the side. But as long as you come back to the right wall, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because you're still keeping within the body of the dance.
Yeah.
And I think that happens with a lot of dances. Some people can't actually do the bit that the choreographer wants them to be. So they improvise.
Yeah. And you won 2 crystal boots for this one.
Yeah, that's
2 years in a row.
Yeah, I mean, at that particular time, it was the only dance to actually do that.
Yeah.
And it was a very long time before somebody else actually did it. So
yeah,
it does have extremely great memories and extremely precious.
And it's just so important to you, isn't it? You just love it.
It is.
Oh, so here we are, somebody like you, Mr. Keith Urban.
Than I've ever done, and it sure feels good to finally feel the way I do. Now I want to love somebody like you, and I'm letting go of all my lonely yesterdays. I've forgiven myself for the mistakes I've made. Now there's just one thing, the only thing I wanna do.
say I've had a wonderful, wonderful time and your new experience, so don't be so long coming back.
We'll try not to be. We'll try not to be. But yeah, we've had a great time and we hope everybody's enjoyed the selections that we've chose. And I mean, we still have loads to go at.
I know. You have to come back next week.
And they're not all our dances.
So well done. Thank you so much for coming again. Take care.
Thank you. Granny, like I used to do.